Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Gospel accounts are amazing word pictures. Sometimes they seem easy to take in. Sometimes we just don't understand Jesus. Sometimes we think the gospel message is not for us, and we tune out. Today we hear a description in the gospel that is like science fiction. We hear mysterious words, like his face changed, his clothes became dazzling white, a massive cloud with an unseen voice. At the bottom of the mountain, there is drama. A boy having seizures. This gospel has described awe and wonder, chaos and turmoil, frustration and amazement. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Instead of words, artists use line, shape, color, texture, composition, and other techniques to paint a story, to draw you in. In your bulletin, next to the gospel, is Raphael's exquisite painting of the Transfiguration. Please look at it. And you will see without words the mysterious drama of today's gospel. Notice the glory and power in the top half of the painting and the chaos below. Above, Peter, John, and James are covering their sleepy eyes, blinded with the glistening majesty of Jesus' glory. Moses and Elijah lean in, caught up in a pivotal transitional moment, for they are figures from Israel's past. And now they're making way for Jesus, who is the fulfillment of God's new covenant. In these weeks since Christmas, the Gospels have been painting a picture, the identity of Jesus. And today is the grand exclamation point. This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. The top half of the painting is caught up in this definitive, transformative moment, displaying the power of God in Jesus. But the bottom half of the painting feels cramped. Lots of figures, anguish. How do they deal with the suffering boy before them? The disciples are embarrassed, upset, for they cannot cure the sick child. But in the midst of this chaotic scene, two figures are pointing to the mountain where the transfigured Jesus shines, radiating confidence. This is the Jesus who will come down the mountain, bringing life and healing to the boy. The two figures that point in the direction of the mountain are doing so against the middle ground of the painting, a condensed version of a mountain. So when you look at this painting, you see two parts, like a disconnect. Below, the chaos and turmoil of people trying to figure out what went wrong, what to do next. Above, the awesome mystery of a transfigured Jesus, the fullness of the incarnation revealed. What contrast! Two different scenes of energy. One of God's powers, one of human despair. How do we cross over the dark, the disconnect? We face the disconnect in each of our lives. we face the drama of turmoil, unresolved questions, medical emergencies, family discord, financial strain, issues taking us to the breaking point. Situations that have bothered us for so long, we don't know what it would be like to be set free. And at the same time, we yearn for God, for answers, for hope. How do we cross the disconnect? How do we get out of the bottom? Do we need to climb a mountain to get to Jesus? The answer is no. In this gospel, Jesus comes down the mountain, enters the chaos, and brings his power into the moment. In this gospel, Jesus is a transfigured presence and the source of healing. The two figures in Raphael's painting have gotten it right. They are pointing to the one in whom there is healing, resurrecting, and sustaining power. Jesus is not only the savior of the boy, but of the whole world. Yet, in your darkest, loneliest, most chaotic moments, it may be tempting to imagine that your life, your family, your health, your financial situation, our world is beyond saving. How do you let God become present in your circumstances? We do so by the action of faith. Faith is an action, not a feeling. We do so by allowing ourselves to enter those moments of mysteries, of questions, knowing that the power of God is present, doing more than we could ask or even imagine. It means entering a transcendent moment. The word transcendent is one of our eight core values in our parish mission and vision statement. According to our definition of the word transcendent, we believe that rich, transformative moments, especially in worship and prayer, are essential to sustain a life of hope in the midst of much that seems hopeless. Worship on a Sunday morning exposes us to transcendent moments, when we are drawn into a great mystery that God, who is present in this moment, also eludes our full comprehension. It is like entering a radioactive chamber. We don't see or feel the effects of radioactivity right away. But if we were to allow ourselves to be exposed to radioactivity on a regular basis, our bodies would definitely measure the exposure. I feel that is a good metaphor for attending worship or praying regularly. Eventually, the presence of God begins to shine through us. Sometimes these transcendent moments are experienced from a distance. Sometimes they slip in with peace. An example of a transcendent moment comes from Viktor Frankl, a philosopher who survived Adolf Hitler's Auschwitz death camp. Frankl wrote a book entitled Man's Search for Meaning, in which he recounted his prison experiences. He describes a transcendent moment within a chaotic moment, like the bottom half of Raphael's painting. In his book, Frankl tells of being locked up inside a prison railroad car. The train was on its way from Auschwitz to a camp in Bavaria. He says as the train approached Salzburg, prisoners crowded around small barred windows to get a glimpse of the beautiful mountains in the distance. As they did so, they found themselves able for a moment to forget their terrible circumstances. Viktor Frankl wrote, "If someone had seen our faces as we beheld the mountains of Salzburg with their summits glowing in the sunset through the little barred windows of the prison train, they would never have believed that these were the faces of men who had given up all hope of life and liberty. We were carried by nature's beauty, which we had missed for so long." The majestic light on those mountains were a transforming grace. Beauty and beautiful views have healing power. When Jesus came down from the mountain, he transformed a moment of chaos, healing the young boy and leaving an indelible picture on the hearts of everyone there. But we know also that in this gospel, there was a moment of tension and frustration on the part of Jesus. Jesus called his followers faithless. Having faith means a willingness to cross the disconnect of our world into the transcendent world of God's power. We cannot give ourselves more faith or more power, but we can expose ourselves to transcendent moments, to the gifts of worship and sacraments, prayer and fellowship, service for justice and peace. God is present in all the moments of disconnect. God is at work in the mysteries and questions, chaos and hope, joys and sorrows of life. God is present in our clouds of darkness and in our clouds of glory. And it is the cloud of God's glory that transforms weary disciples like you and me. Transforms us to shine with the presence of God. Transformation begins with listening. "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." Let us open our hearts to receive him, our eyes to see him. Let us be astounded at the greatness of God. For here, in this parish family, in this moment of transcendent worship, shines the one in whom there is power to overcome even death. Lord of the mountain, shine through us. Amen.